Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, take me in. I think it might have been the third down, but the flag route, corner route on the sideline there, just kind of what you guys saw and coming out and calling that play.
Yeah, great call by Joe. It's kind of like a, it's kind of like a keep right where I kind of block down, get my guy to add because he's playing man coverage. He's looking at me as I start blocking. He asks to try to tackle Josh, and we kind of got a two-on-one pass break. Josh has put it up in the air to where I can run under it. Great call by Joe. Scheme worked well.
You said just to run under. That was a hell of a catch in a big spot. When it's in the air, like, what are you thinking?
Like, you better go because that thing's up there. Hung up there for a while, but the touch he put on it made it easier probably than what it looked. But great call by Joe. Great throw by Josh. Good job to the O-line. Blocking, doing their job. I mean, it takes 11 guys for an offense to work. So it's not just me or it's not just Josh. It's all the O-line, everybody else as well.
Speaking of the scheme, it seemed like you guys made a conscious effort to attack the second level, especially with running backs. How about the day they had out of the backfield and how, what that did for you guys?
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, we always talk about everybody, whether it's running backs in the passing game or, you know, little flip jet sweeps to Khalil. Joe does an incredible job getting everyone involved, making the defense really have to respect every position. And it just makes offense fun to play for when you never know who's going to get the ball or who's going to get the most targets. But there's just a lot of unselfish guys that do their job and make plays when they need to.
You guys have 92 points in the last 2 weeks. We always ask you about Josh. What did you see today out of him, obviously?
Yeah. I mean, the dude's incredible. There's no – it's hard to describe what he does on a consistent basis every single Sunday. I've talked about it before, but sometimes you just turn into a fan. I mean, he threw a chest pass touchdown to Dalton, got called back, but he's flipping the ball to guys, making plays with his feet. I'm yelling in my head to slide, but he's running guys over. It's so much fun to play with that dude. It's really a privilege, and I hope I get to play with him as long as I possibly can.
Dawson, take us into Thursday. No practice. Guy got to go virtual. How did that impact the week? Even maybe even positively if it did.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a great example of this coaching staff, the guys on this team that are going to prepare well no matter what. I mean, we had, what, 3 or 4 feet of snow. Guys can get to the office, got to go do meetings on Zoom. Definitely less than ideal, but it says a lot about the resiliency of this team. Things get thrown at us left and right. You got guys that will lock in, still prepare the right way. And in a way, it kind of helped us be a little more fresh. So ended up working out. Glad that we won. Maybe we can push a Zoom Thursday on Coach McDermott now. So we'll see. Don't know if it'll work. But.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.